You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. This is Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we pay tribute to R.E.M. We kick things off with the very start of R.E.M.'s Big Break. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside some of the stars that have maybe influenced them and lots of great facts throughout the show. You can give your thoughts throughout tonight's episode by texting us on 077 97 800 716 or tweeting us at Siren FM. REM are one of the legendary bands of the music industry, a pivotal player in the creation and development of the alternative rock genre. Although they have so many recognisable and iconic songs, REM seem to have been an afterthought in the minds of many when you think of legends of the music industry. And that is why today we remind you why REM are legends. Kick things off with The One I Love. REM's first big hit song reached the UK top 10 in 1987. Often misinterpreted as a love song, this is just the complete opposite. Michael Stipe of the band describes this song as about using people over and over. It's deceptive because it could be a love song until the line, a simple prop to occupy my time. This isn't based on any real person or event, and the band made up the lyrics whilst they were out on tour. For a while, Stipe thought this was too brutal a song to record. He told Q magazine in 1992, it's probably better that they think it's a love song at this point. That song just came up from somewhere, and I recognised it as being really violent and awful, but it wasn't directed at any one person. I would never write a song like that. Peter Buck came up with the riff on his porch, and Mike Mills recalled to Uncut magazine, I remember Peter showing me that riff and thinking that it was pretty cool, and then the rest of the song flowed from there. We played the whole song as an instrumental until Michael Stipe came up with some vocals for it. That's one REM hit down, and there's still plenty more to come. This next track may not have exactly been hit straight away, but has gone on to be one of the most famous REM tunes of all time. But first, let's have a look at how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say? Have your 15 minutes of fame? Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716. Drop us an email to studio at sirenonline.co.uk. Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Siren FM. Have your voice heard on your community radio station. Siren 107.3 FM.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not a crane. Self-churn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox, speak grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear, bite down. High wire and a fire representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, babble, Trump, tethered crop. Look at that, no plane, fine, then. Uh-oh, overflow, population, common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world serves its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting. Every motive escalate, automotive centerate. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel crush, crush. Uh-oh, this means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steering clear. A tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world.
Mr. Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right?
It's the end.
you feel fine? I'm not sure I do today. I am battling through the hay fever to give you this show this evening or today or whenever you're hearing this. And wow, it's becoming tough. So if I do sound a little bit ill, I'm okay. I'm just blocked up with all the hay fever. Get used to that over the summer folks, months, ladies and gentlemen. My sinuses are going to be all over the place. But there we go. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. When REM played The End of the World as We Know It live, the audience reacted with a party vibe that threw off the band completely. They thought that the apocalyptic lyrics would create a more subdued response, but no, no, no. Do not question the people of this earth when it comes to post-apocalyptic songs. They will party hard for it. Explaining this song to Q magazine in 1992, lead singer Michael Stipe said, "The words come from everywhere. I'm extremely aware of everything around me. Whenever I'm in a sleeping state, awake, dream state, or just in day-to-day life, there's a part in It's the End of the World as We Know It that came from a dream where I was at Lester Bang's birthday party and I was the only person whose initials weren't LB. So there was Lenny Bruce, Leonard Leonard Brezhnev, and Leonard Bernstein. So that ended up in the song, along with a lot of other stuff I'd seen when I was flipping TV channels. It's a collection of streams of consciousness." This was heavily influenced by Bob Dylan, especially the way that Dylan sang Subterranean Homesick Blues. Stipe had once imitated Dylan in a low-budget film called Just Like a Movie, which was a play on the Dylan song Just Like a Woman. We continue our tribute now to REM as we head into the 1990s and another classic hit from REM.
I think I thought I saw you try.
I never want to talk over the end of that song. Losing My Religion was actually one of my first ringtones on a phone. I had this brick phone and it had like royalty-free music on, but Losing My Religion seemed to be the only actual song which they paid for, so my ringtone for many years, that one. Whenever the medallion was brought on stage by a roadie at REM concerts, the place would explode because everybody knew they were about to play this song. Winning a Grammy in 1991 for Best Performance by a Group, the title is a Southern American expression meaning at my wit's end, as if things were so bad that you could lose your faith in God. If you were losing your religion over a person, it could also mean losing your faith in that person. Stipe told Rolling Stone magazine, "I wanted to write a classic obsession song, so I did." In addition to calling it a song about obsession, Stipe also referred to it as a song about unrequited love, in which all actions and words of an object of your obsession are scrubbed for hidden meaning and hopeful signs. When introducing the song during an appearance on MTV Unplugged, Stipe pointed to the audience and said, "This is about you." Mojo asked him about what he meant by that, and he replied, shrugging, "No idea. It's something I said on a night in 1991. What I love about REM is that these songs are just thrown together ideas and, like they say, streams of consciousness, streams of thought. But I think that's what makes them great." 1991 was a huge year for the alternative rock sensations, which definitely left them very shiny, happy people. Stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM for more classic REM tracks. Shiny Happy People from 1991 next for Legends on Siren FM. I know you all know the words to this one. I want to hear you all singing along at home. the second single from this album. A very light, happy song. It was a stark contrast to a very profound Losing My Religion, which was released earlier that year. Michael Stipe calls this a really fruity, kind of bubblegum song in an interview with Qwentus. He said that he was a little bit embarrassed when it became such a big hit, but it's an important song because it shows a different side to him. In 1999, R.E.M. performed this on Sesame Street as Furry Happy Monsters. Kate Pearson's part was performed by a Muppet that looked like her, voiced by Stephanie DeBuzzaro, a Muppeteer who was also a huge fan of the band. I'm sure lots of kids in 1999 absolutely loved that segment. The song featured in an episode of Friends in 1994, entitled The One with the Monkey. But did you know that this was in fact the original theme song that was planned for Friends? But in the end, they went with the clappy I'll Be There For You instead. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. Tonight we pay tribute to R.E.M. And let's continue on now as we head to 1992. Let's see if R.E.M. can keep up the brilliant hits that they released in 1991. And now this next track is a live rendition of their hit 1992 single, Drive. Stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM.
All right, let's go.
Well,
the first single from album Automatic for the People, Drive by REM. That was the 1994 live version from the Warner Brothers album. The central lyric, "Hey Kids, Rock and Roll," was borrowed from Rock On by David Essex. The words may be the same, but the mood is completely different. This is much more of a somber song. Lead singer Michael Stipe explained in November 2009 issue of Rolling Stone, "There were, before punk, a few songs that resonated with me. One was David Essex's Rock On. Drive is a homage to that. It was the first song I wrote on computer. Before, I had a typewriter. The reason is my handwriting changes dramatically day by day. I don't trust it. I will write one of the best lyrics ever and discard it because the handwriting looks awful, or the handwriting looks good but the lyrics are rubbish. Lo and behold, it's in the song Too Late." Guitarist Peter Buck actually used a nickel as a guitar pick for the mid-song guitar solo to get a very sharper sound to it. He overdubbed the track 6 times in the recording. One thing that you may have noticed is that Drive also has no chorus, which is incredibly rare for a hit song. So we're into 1992 now, and the hits just keep on coming for REM as we take a look up to the skies, to the man on the moon, right after this.
Hi, this is Peanut from Kaiser Chiefs.
This is Whitey from Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, I am Arnie.
I'm Freddie. We're the Vaccines.
Hey everybody, this is Zane Lowe and you're listening to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3.
Hey, this is Gary from Pendulum. Check out Siren FM 107.3.
Staff of war. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Hey, baby, are we losing touch?
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up their sleeve, then nothing is
inspired by the late comedian Andy Kaufman. When he was a teenager, REM lead singer Michael Stipe saw Kaufman on Saturday Night Live and has cited him as a huge influence ever since. Kaufman was known for his Elvis impersonations, which he also performed on SNL. Stipe tries one of his own on this line when he goes, "Hey baby, are we losing touch?" Later that decade, Jim Carrey fronted a movie about Kaufman, which REM provided the soundtrack for, but more on that later. For many people born after Andy Kaufman's stints on Taxi and Saturday Night Live, this song was the first time they will have heard about a weird guy called Andy who liked to wrestle women and goof off on Elvis. Although I was born after Kaufman's time, I have read much about his life, especially his run in the professional wrestling industry and his infamous feud with Jerry the King Lawler in Memphis, which changed the way that celebrities and sports entertainment interacted forever. I mean, it's a song about wrestling and Elvis. Surely that's the most amazing thing ever for me. After REM called it quits in 2011, Michael Stipe said that this would be the song that he would most miss performing, particularly watching the effect of that opening bass line on the sea of people at the end of the show. He told Rolling Stone that it's an easy song to sing, it's hard to put a bad note in it. We continue our journey into the discography of REM now, for Legends on Siren FM.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night. The photograph on the dashboard taken years ago, turned around backwards so the windshield shows. Every street light reveals a picture. Still, it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight. Night swimming. Serves a quiet night. I'm not sure all these people understand.
recklessness and water. They cannot see me naked. As things they go away, replaced by every day. Night swimming, remembering that night. September's coming soon. Pining for the moon. And what if there were two, side by side in orbit around the fairest sun? The bright tide ever drum could not describe night swimming. You, I thought I knew. You I cannot judge. You I thought you knew me. This one laughing quietly underneath my breath. Night swimming. Streetlight, a reminder. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. Deserves a quiet night. One
of the more beautiful written and performed songs by REM, Night Swimming from 1992. This song began with a very simple piano medley, melody should I say, by the band's bassist Mike Mills. He didn't see much value in it, but Michael Stipe thought that it was brilliant, and he wrote this tender song about everyone skinny dipping around it. The string and arrangement was written by another famous bassist, Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones. The track didn't do that well as a single, but in the past 20 years it's slowly become one of REM's most beloved songs. We're coming towards the end of tonight's show, but make sure that you check out all the other fantastic programming here on Siren FM, and you can find out more about that by finding the schedule at www.sirenonline.co.uk. You can also follow us on Twitter at Siren FM. However, we still have time for two or three more REM tracks, so let's keep the tribute train going. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM, and here's one of my favourite REM songs. This is Everybody Hurts. An absolute classic now. This is one of the most iconic songs of all time, for sure. This is Everybody Hurts from 1993. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone. When you're sure you everything is wrong. Now it's time.
REM, Everybody Hurts from 1993. Most of this song was written by REM's drummer, Bill Berry. He quit the band in 1997, shortly before recording the album Up. After that album, the band almost broke up but decided to continue on as a trio. Berry wanted to reach out to people who he felt had no hope. On many REM songs, Michael Stipe purposely sings quite incoherently. However, he sang very clearly on this one because he didn't want the message to get lost. He said, "I don't remember singing it, but I still kind of can't believe my voice is on this recording. It's very pure. This song instantly belonged to everyone except us, and that honesty means the world to me." I always like to bring up a little Simpsons fact when I can to keep my girlfriend happy, so here's one for this one. As Everybody Hurts was used in an episode of The Simpsons when Marge is walking in a thunderstorm and thinks that she has no more friends. Oh, that's quite sad, actually. However, it topped the poll compiled by PRS for Music, which collects and pays royalties to musicians in the UK, of the songs most likely to make a grown man cry. Second in the list came Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven, followed by Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. PRS chairman Ellis Rich said, "From this chart, it is clear that a well-written tearjerker is one that people can relate to and empathise with. It is this lyrical connection and can reach down emotionally and move even the strongest of men. A classic tune, one that I think everybody knows, as it's been encapsulated in our popular culture for decades. Let's continue on now as we head to the great beyond. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM.
Fall silent from your eyes. All the sights that I have seen. I can't believe that I believed. I wish that you could see. There's a new planet in the solar system. There's nothing up my sleeve. I'm pushing an elephant up the stairs. I'm tossing up punchlines that were never there. Over my shoulder a piano falls, crashing to the ground. In all this talk of time, talk is fine. Can we pantomime? Just close our eyes and sleep sweet dreams. Me and you with wings on our feet. I'm pushing an elephant up the stairs. I'm tossing up punchlines that were never.
We're quickly coming towards the end of today's show. You've been listening to Legends on Siren FM. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at KaiJValentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook, facebook.com/SirenLegends. It's been fantastic to pay tribute to REM today for Legends on Siren FM. In 2011, REM announced that they would be disbanding as a group, but would be releasing one final album. And we end tonight with REM's final ever single. You've been listening to Legends on Siren FM, and this is We All Go Back to Where We Belong from their 2011 album, Siren 107.3 FM, and I'll see you all right back here next week.
This is Siren FM.
I dreamt what you were offering. ocean toss. I will write our story in my mind, and write about our dreams and triumphs. This might be my innocence lost. I can taste the ocean on your skin, but that is when ocean on your skin, but that is where it all begins. We all go back to where we belong. We all go back to where we belong. I can taste the ocean.